Well, Danny, many congratulations on victory in the South Yorkshire Derby. Sum up what you've seen today.
You've seen a typical Yorkshire Derby today. You know, a very committed performance by both teams, and in particular Barnsley. You know, I think we've come here against all the odds, I suppose. You know, I don't think anybody expected us to get anything today. And particularly with the run that that United are on at the moment, you know, everything was a foregone conclusion. But we know, you know, we know this league, and we know how tight it is, this league. You know, and I don't think anybody can take anything for granted as results-wise. And it's proved again today that, you know, there's not a lot between any of the teams in this league, and we're all capable on the day of getting a result.
I suppose the big thing is Wynnal will get the headlines, but the way you've defended today, because they've had an awful lot of the ball today.
They've had a lot of balls into our box, of course they have, yeah. And defensively we've been fantastic, particularly the last 15 minutes or so, where we really had to button the hatches down. But I think to a man, you know, the strikers, the midfield, the back four, the keeper, they've all contributed to a great defensive display, which you have to have. You know, I don't make any excuses for having to have our backs against the wall and maybe have a little bit of luck now and again. But I think we deserve that luck. And we've deserved that luck in, you know, over the last three or four games as well, where I think it's deserted us somewhat. But I think we had a little bit today. But to get your luck, you've got to earn it. And I thought we put a great shift in today. Defensively, we've been fantastic. And you have to remember, you know, in the first part of the game, as it went along, some of the football we played was excellent. You know, and we were very unlucky at times not to have the final pass at the end of the goal or good work.
Particularly from what you've seen before, it's like against Bristol City, it was just a momentary thing and all of a sudden the game is drawn, and there's been other instances like that. When you see that type of performance today, does that give you great confidence that not just one shutout, but regular shutouts are possible within this team?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's been a great all-round performance, and to get a clean sheet at the end of it, you know, it gives everybody a big lift because they've worked very hard to get that today. And as I said, it's not easy, you know. United, one of the biggest teams in this league, you know, and so are the support and the following they have. But when you see our lots at the other end of the stadium as well, giving us so much vocal support, it gives us a real lift, and it gives us something to commit ourselves to. But I think, as I said many times before, we've been very unlucky the last three or four games in fates of or quirks of fate, I should say, where, you know, the ball's been cleared by one of our players, it's one of our own players, and goes in the path of strikers. It's happened on two occasions in the last two games, and it's cost us points. Today, those clearances didn't hit any of our players. You know, so is that luck or is it good defending? I'll go for good defending.
Sam Wynnal, we look at his record and his start of the season, and we'll say, look, it's taken him time to get his feet under the table, but his recent goal record suggests he's really blossoming into one of the best strikers in League One.
He is. His goal ratio is very, very good per game, you know, and long may that continue. You know, and it's right with Sam, you know, he's getting himself in better places and better areas in which to score. We've stopped him running down the channels too much and keeping outside the box. We're trying to get him to concentrate in and around the box because that's where he's lethal, you know, and as I said, over the last season and start of this season, he started very well in goal return. So, yeah, fantastic for him. Great header as well, I have to say. Perfect header. And I said, I'd be very pleased with himself tonight.
Since we've last seen you, Ryan Williams has signed on the dotted line for an extra month. How pleased are you to keep him?
I'm delighted. I mean, you saw his contribution today. He's a jack in the box, isn't he? You know, and he picks up great pockets of space, and he runs and commits people. He gets you from one end of the pitch to another because of his pace. Yes, he'll give it away, but you know that's part of the of what you're going to get with that type of player. So we don't get onto him too much on that respect because he puts the pressure on the opposition at times. So I'm delighted to have him for at least another month, and let's hope he can contribute like he's been doing today.
Well, that's it, isn't it? Because he's had a strong first month. I suppose the question begs: why not just do the extra month?
This is an agreement between us and Fulham, and I think from that point of view, if anything did go a wire, I should say, in that respect, and then I think from that point of view, they'd ask him to go back. But whilst he's playing, they're happy. Ryan's certainly happy. And we're delighted to have a calibre of player like that on the books.
You've clearly got quite a relationship with them because now Trotter is here. Mm. How did that come about? How long have you chased him?
Well, we tried to get Marcelo a lot about 3 months ago. I think it was the 335th time you asked me, am I getting a striker in?
that few.
and we've been trying for a while, but things couldn't move forward at that particular time. International games that he was part of, he wanted to be a part of that as well. And I think there was the uncertainty of the manager. But now that Kit's gone into Palace, he's been fantastic with us. And they put it to Marcelo again, and he's come out, which is great. And again, he's added some more firepower. You know, he's got a very, very good goal record at this level. and he's a very good player. You know, so let's hope he's he can contribute again like the rest of the boys are doing at the moment.
And you do actually have him for a couple of months. It's till January the 5th, isn't it? So yeah, there's real time for him to settle in and really make a name for him, or add to his name.
Well, we're hoping so, yeah. I mean, listen, he's got a good name anyway in League One. He's scored lots of goals with Brentford, so let's hope he can continue in that type of vein. Will we be able to keep him for longer than that? I don't know really at this stage, but at least he adds to the quality that we've got up there now, and he adds to the competition, which is great. You know, we've got some terrific strikers at the club, and they know that, you know, if somebody's not firing them, you know, they can be changed quite easily. And I think, you know, the support they give each other is just as important from my point of view than anything else. You know, there's no whinging and moaning if one or two are not playing. They do know the quality that's in there, but they're also ready to step into the shoes if they can.